The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful in their calling to be your children and inheritors with him of eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the Liturgy of the Word.
The first reading, a reading from the prophet Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. And I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 29 responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, you God, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord, and glory due his name. Worship the Lord, the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young ox. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the trees white and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory! The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading, the reading from the Act of the Apostles, the 8th chapter. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them, They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, the Lord, for the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. It was exactly 1 year ago today that the call committee at St. Peter's invited me to come to San Diego and meet them. Well, actually, this is the day that I actually met the call committee. I had been invited to preach the Sunday sermon at Our Savior's over on Ohio Street. And that Sunday was the Feast of the Baptism of Jesus. I'm going to be using some illustrations in today's sermon that I used in that sermon a year ago. A number of years ago in South Dakota, I became acquainted with Jason. His grandmother was the organist at the church. When Jason was in junior high, he was diagnosed with cancer. That terrible word struck fear into the hearts of his family and his school friends. But Jason had been told that he had the good kind of cancer, and that if the doctors could find a perfect match for his bone marrow, Jason had a pretty good chance of living until he graduated from high school. As too many of you probably know, that those chemotherapy treatments can really take a toll on a person. Jason was waiting for a donor and was suffering the treatments. He lost all of his hair and most of his energy, but he was still determined that he was going to start school in the fall, his freshman year in high school. As Jason made his way into the school building that day, the first day of classes in the fall, he was met by the entire student body and most of the teachers standing in the lobby. All of the boys had shaved their heads, and all the girls were wearing baseball caps. They looked just like Jason. What a sign of acceptance and incorporation into community. That small rural high school wanted to show Jason that they were one with him, that they accepted him and wanted him to be with them. This is no glorious exchange, but in some small way, it was a sign of deep love. A donor was found, a man who was living in California. He didn't know Jason, but he was a perfect match, and his good bone marrow gave a dying boy a chance to live. Jason and his donor met a couple years ago at Jason's college graduation. His grandmother keeps me up to date on how he's doing. He is a third-year medical student in the University of Minnesota and doing very well and engaged to be married, I just found out at Christmas time. I believe that the loving acceptance and the encouragement that Jason received from his classmates played a big part in his beating the odds and outliving one prognosis of death after another. And I believe that that school community was changed as well. They accepted and welcomed Jason and became a true community in the process. And isn't this baptism? Baptism is about being incorporated into Christ and into his body, the church. In baptism, we are initiated, adopted into God's covenant people. We are called, chosen, saved, born again. We are forgiven, set aside to minister, marked with the cross of Christ forever. In baptism, we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our gospel today tells of the descent of the Spirit upon Jesus. But it isn't just about Jesus. Just as our baptism isn't just about our own personal relationship with God, we are baptized into a community. We share together a creed, a story, a history, a struggle to make faith real in this world. The Spirit has called us into community and is present in the community. The Spirit, which Isaiah proclaimed, as we heard in our first reading today, is a Spirit that will bring justice to all the nations, a Spirit that will bring social and political healing to the people of the world. But we're reminded that the Spirit is not just an interior feeling, not just a gift for me, for each person individually, but this is a gift that strives to bring healing among diverse peoples, nations, races, ethnic groups, political groups, any diverse group that you can name. The Spirit of baptism is a Spirit that transforms the community. Isaiah makes it clear that the light of this Spirit is a light for all the nations. Peter's experience in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles affirms this same truth. Justice and healing are for all the nations. The challenge of today's scriptures is to make real today the promise of Isaiah and the commitment of Jesus Christ. The baptism of Jesus always pulls me back to Advent, maybe because of the presence of John the Baptist. He's the one that precedes Jesus, washes away not sin, but anonymity and obscurity. He calls people to come, be washed, and live a new life that focuses not on selfish desires, individual concerns, but on the truth of justice and love. Jesus is announced as the beloved of God, and so are all who are incorporated, who are baptized into him. After his baptism, while Jesus was still in prayer, the heavens opened and a voice proclaimed the true identity of Jesus. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. 30 years of almost total obscurity ends, and the ministry of Jesus begins. The beloved Son of God has been announced. Martin Luther wrote about the baptism of Jesus as the glorious, beautiful exchange. Christ takes on our sins and steps into the waters of the River Jordan, wiping them out, drowning them in his holy baptism. We are not only clean through his baptism and saved by his death on the cross, but we are also clothed in his holiness and adorned with his innocence. Luther writes, through this holy exchange in which Christ changes places with us, something the heart can grasp only in faith, and through nothing else, are we freed from sin and death and given his righteousness and life as our own. Jesus doesn't stand apart from us, just pointing off to the Father and giving us the law. Jesus is one with us. Sunday after Sunday, we stand together and profess that we believe that Jesus became incarnate and lived and died for each of us. This feast of the baptism of Jesus helps us to hang on to the truth that Jesus, the beloved Son of God, opened the way for us to be called the beloved sons and daughters as well. We hear the voice of God over the waters of the Jordan River announcing to Jesus, you are my son, the beloved. The voice of God changes doubt to faith, anonymity to community, obscurity to public ministry. You and I need to hear the voice of God in the doubt and in the anonymity, in the messiness that is our life sometimes. We need to be reminded that that voice of God proclaims us as the beloved, precious children of God. We need to be reminded that we are baptized and loved, that we are forgiven and saved. We also need to be reminded what it means to live in this baptism. This is what Christian life must be. A life of walking wet, daily living in your baptism. At the beginning of this service, we made a commitment to live our baptisms. We made a commitment to walk wet as Christians. Look again at that commitment on the top of page 2 in your bulletin. This is what you said. You asked God to help you and to guide you to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and to share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God through Christ, through word and deed, to serve all God's people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. These five commitments form the basis of Christian life. How does that play out in your life? What does baptismal living look like for you? I would encourage you to take that bulletin home with you and look over those five statements once in a while during this coming week and ask yourself this question. How am I doing living this Christian life? How does baptismal life look for me and for us together here at St. Peter's? How do we serve? How do we strive for justice? How do we tell the good news of Jesus Christ? I'm always glad for these opportunities to make public statements of faith. It keeps us from getting into a quiet, private rut, and it pulls us toward having a vibrant, alive faith in our baptism. It gives us the opportunity to see our ordinary, messy, sometimes sad and miserable lives washed clean and united with Jesus. We need not fear. We need to be reminded that we are the precious, beloved children of God, that we have been redeemed and called by name. We need to be reminded that we are baptized and loved, forgiven and saved. Little Allie was just barely 2 years old. And she was already
quite a good theologian. One Sunday, she was standing between her parents who were kneeling at the altar railing for communion. And I bent down to bless Allie and mark her with the sign of the cross on her forehead. As I bent down, her brown eyes opened wide and she looked at me with all intensity. And I said, "Allie, remember, you are a baptized child of God." "Uh-huh." And then as I continued, I marked her with the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And Allie jumped up and down and shouted, "Uh-huh, uh-huh." What a wonderful affirmation of baptism. Our preschool children here at St. Peter's are gaining the habit of marking themselves with the cross when they come into the church for their chapel services. They dip that one finger into the font and mark themselves with the cross on their forehead. And then they look at me and say, "I'm baptized." In South Carolina, there's a little boy named Nicholas. And he would come to church with his parents. And he insisted on being lifted up so that he could touch the water as they came into church. So his daddy lifts him up, and Nicholas blesses himself in what I call the aqua velva style. Both hands into the water, "Bless me, bless me, bless me." Baptism is indeed a radical event. In the waters of baptism, we have died with Christ. We've been buried in the waters of baptism in order that we might be raised with Christ to live a new life, to live the new creation, a new reality. Because we are baptized, we are Christians. Daniel Erlander, in his book, Baptized We Live, talks about baptism in this way. "Coming in water, God washed us and grafted us into Christ. Our identity for all the days of our life is set. We are children of God, priests of the King, disciples of Christ, a servant people, a holy nation, a communion of saints, the followers of the way, proclaimers of the wonderful deeds of God. Jesus' story becomes our story. Baptized into his death, we are raised to live as the body of Christ in the world today." We need water to live. At the beginning of this new year, we hear the good news. "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." We celebrate this feast of the baptism of Jesus and are reminded that we too have received this sacrament. The Holy Spirit comes upon us in baptism, and the voice from heaven announces, "You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Walk wet and live in the Holy Spirit. Amen.